done got funky enough, you know what I'm saying? So why don't you get down to the real business? Somebody might want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Give them that invitation. Check it out. Say, God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of my sins. I believe he died and rose from the grave and lived forevermore. Wash me now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we
give
all
winning. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Father, forgive us, cause we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, mind's polluted, I know mind's polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions, telling us hope, and someone who really cares, cause you're ill and oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear, every tear. Just knowing you are
here. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless all of you. Have a beautiful evening. I thank God for each and every one of you. You know, it's always a good for us to meet together, and I thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing. What a time we've been having all week. I'm talking about from 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the evening. It's just been a blessed time, and I just thank God that we was able to touch and bless and just help push and give some of you that little bit of edge or that little bit of encouragement that you needed just to start your day. My hat goes off to the ministers and leaders of ADM. Amen. What a awesome job. Some of them, if you believe it or not, it was their first time really coming on internationally and ministering to thousands of individuals. And I think for the first time, they did absolutely well. I thank God for you all, partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a pleasure. This is Pastor Apostle Temple Smith Stadium Ministry. Amen. And my beautiful wife, Lakeisha Spencer, we want to send greetings. And I know we've been sending y'all greetings all, my God, a week. But I'm telling you, I cannot get enough to thank our listeners in international country. And even in a time like this, where we all are going through together, my God, United Kingdom, South Africa, I thank God for you, France, Italy. Thank God for you as well. Norway, God bless you as well. I want to let y'all know you are blessed. And we thank God, and we thank God also for our brothers and sisters in Korean. We thank God for you all as well. Right here in the United States of America, my God, and right here in just in our back door, we want to also thank Canada. We give God the glory for you all as well. In the United States, we thank God for you all, our families and friends all over, my God, that is listening, that is tuning in. We thank God for you all as well. What a blessed time that we have. And I'm telling you, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. And you are endured. You just keep pushing. You keep fighting. And we're going to be right here as a church family, as a ADM, my God, social media church family. They're going to be right here, going to help push you, going to help give you whatever you need, help impart into you, to help pray for you, whatever we could do to help you, for you to stay on that course that God has for you, because you already blessed. Amen. There's nothing else we could do for you in that area, but just to help keep pushing you. Listen, my God, we have one more individual tonight as a minister. My God, his name is Elder-elect Jatarius Harris. Amen. If he's on, I need him to press 1 on his phone. My God, and before we get to him, amen, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our mother, Mother Jackson. You've been hearing her all week, praying and interceding for each and every one of us, and I just want to thank God for her. It takes a lot, thanks to God. Trust me, if you have not tried this type of ministry, please try. It takes a lot. A lot comes out of you, believe it or not, when you're actually giving people from your heart, from your spirit. A lot comes out of you, amen? But nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and allow our Mother Jackson, God bless you, Mother Jackson, to intercede in Jesus'
God
name.
God bless you, our powerful temple. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to you, Apostle. And I give honor to First Lady Lakeisha Spencer and to each and every one. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more. Almost we know how, God. God, we're just thanking you for another opportunity at this time to lift your name up, to praise you, because you are worthy to be praised, God. In the name of Jesus, God, this day, God, we pray, God, that we continually to be meek and humble and love one another as you have loved us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for your kindness and your loving in the name of Jesus, God. So this day, God, we cry out, Lord, about shed the blood of Jesus over every four corners of the world, God, on this earth in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to call your name out, because we realize it's power in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen your people everywhere, God. Let them know that they can make it. Lord, O'Shea, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, for this opportunity to call on your name, God. We're not worthy of it, God, but we thank you anyhow, God. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen us. Strengthen our bodies in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out today, God, continually to comfort the ones, Philip O'Shea, God, to comfort the ones that has the virus, God, comfort their families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to love one another. Let us love one another, Lord. Let us come together with our family, God. If we have anything in our heart that's not like you, God, we ask you to wash it out. Wash it in the blood of Jesus, God. Creating our Philip O'Shea, creating us a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within us, God. Transform our minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us know that the God of Oshanity, I say, let us know, God, that you love us. In the name of Jesus, ain't nothing we did was so bad that we can't have to come to you and ask you for forgiveness, God. Oh, God, encourage us, God. A lot of times we realize, God, we have to encourage ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah today, God. I ask that you bless each and every one that's on this line, every four corners of this world, God, in the name of Jesus. God. Let us cry out, Lord. Every one of us, God, let us begin to give you the praises, God, because you below the Moshe. You owe it. We owe it to you, God. Nothing these under the Moshe that we do is so good, God. But we want to say thank you today, God. We ask that you bless the Moshe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your perfect will be done. Every Moshe, not our will, God. But let your perfect will be done, God. Continue to order our footsteps in the way that you will have them to go, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Let us begin to shake our staff, Papa. And today I say, I wash it, everybody say, God. Wash us, God, in your blood today, God. That we'll walk holy as you are holy, God. Oh, God, teach us the way that we need to be going, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And as you speak, God, let us begin to obey, God. Let us, oh, little Moshe, hear your voice, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strength, Lord, I speak out of Moshe in the name of Jesus, God. I speak strength today, God, and to your people everywhere, out of Moshe, God. I speak a little more strength. When they feel like they can't make it, God, let them give that last hard push, God, and let them know they can make it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah today, God. In the motion today, I say, God, let them begin to get filled out with a sincere prayer in our hearts, God. Even for our family members, God. We realize some of our family members, little old shake, God. They can't, little old shake, but you can, God. You can do all things, because all things is power in your hands, God, today, God. So I say that your purpose will be done, God, and have your way this day, God, like never before. These things are asked in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious, little old shake, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Listen, I search high and low. I'm telling you, I know you have that as well. We look to the end of the earth. Amen. We couldn't find nobody greater than the Lord. Amen. Nobody greater than the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, I know that he's great in your life, and I know that you love him. And I know without a shadow of doubt that you embrace him. How do I know that? Because you right now, you're listening to us right now by way of internet or way about live phone call. But however it is, we thank God for you and you. I want you to do something for us real quickly. Amen. Turn off your TV. Turn off all kinds of distractions. Amen. Let the kids just sit down for a second. Amen. But we can begin to pour inside of you. I'm telling you right now, the best is yet to come. I truly believe before this pandemic is over, I truly believe that a paradigm shift is going to happen in your life. You're going to become stronger. You're going to become greater. You're going to have new strategy. You're going to have new visions. You're going to have new plans of attack. Your income, your mindset is going to be totally different than what you came in with. I'm telling you, God has greatness for you. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for you right now, and we bless our Father. Right about now, we're going to get ready to turn it over to Elder Elect Harris. God bless you, Elder.
God bless you, everyone. God bless you. I hope everyone has a productive day, a blessed day. And I wanted to talk to you guys about where is your joy. I know we are in a trying time, spiritually and emotionally, to the point that there's no room to smile or have joy at the moment. The bills are piling up, money acting funny, friends are nowhere to be found, and it seems like you can't catch a break or a helping hand from anyone. And you're wondering where your next meal coming from. You're worrying about everything. You're constantly praying and praying, and it feels like you don't see any results. Things aren't adding up. You seem like things are being taken. Fear, anxiety kicking in. Your faith is being shaken. But you question God, like, where are you in this crisis? Well, I want to help you shake it off. So everybody, if you're at home, shake it all off, because I want you to open your heart, your mind to the word of God. Because what does the Bible say about joy? True joy is a gift from the Lord. Scriptures, we see that joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Joy comes from believing God belongs to his kingdom and knowing Jesus as Lord. Romans chapter 15, verses 13, may the God of hope
fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is saying if you put your trust in God, you will receive joy. Not only joy, you will reap the Lord's benefits, because Psalms 103, verses 2, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That's the overflow. When he talks about the benefits, that meaning your healing, that meaning God has stepped right in when you think he didn't step in. He stepped right in when you called on his name, when you was looking for that job, when people turned his back in. He came as a comforter. He came as someone that you can lean on. He came as someone that had your back when nobody had your back. When you cried, he was there to rock you. When you put your trust in God, that's when your joy, that's when you get your peace. That's when things begin to start lining up the way that you want to. That's the overflow. It's not all about money or materialistic things. It's about the basic things: love, joy, peace, long suffering. See, sometimes we got to get in that place with God that we got to allow him to have his way. That's the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to quicken your spirit, to allow you, to bring you back into the place of him when you feel yourself getting down. We can't get caught up into the things we see on TV, or get caught on into the naysayers, or get caught on to the people, what they're talking about, what's going on the TV. Our job in this place, we need to encourage one another, push one another, let God have his way in this place. Come on now, y'all. It is, we have to understand that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can't be consumed to our problems, because the enemy does not have power. Saints of God, do you know life and death is in the power of your tongue? I speak life and not death. I declare and decree you will not fall under suggestions to your issues or your problems, because God is way bigger than your anything that you're facing. See, sometimes when we facing issues and problems, we got to take a moment to meditate on the goodness of God and all what he has done for you and where he brought you from. See, let me explain something to you. See, I came from a place of a broken home. I came from a place where, well, we constantly argue all the time. It was nothing but chaos. I came from a place where I was abandoned. I came from a place where I didn't have nobody to show me a sense of direction. But when I got into the place of God and I submit myself totally into the things of God, that's when my joy came. That's when my peace came. See, I didn't have to worry about the outside noise. I didn't have to worry about nobody. I ain't have to worry about no friends turning their back on me, because God never turned his back on me. God been here, right there, always had my back for 35 years. Come on now, y'all. Where is your joy? Where is your joy? I get joy. Excuse me. I get joy when I think of the goodness of the Lord and where he brought me from. Come on now. Submitting yourself doesn't show that you are weak. It is showing that you are grateful to live among the living. I am grateful to be here among the living. That's joy. We might feel like a lot of people losing their lives because what's going on. But you tell God thank you that you're still here, that you're able to still look in the mirror, that you're still able to go to a job, that you're still able to pick up the phone to call your mama, or that you're able to call your brothers and sisters. That's the joy. That's the joy. That's the joy of the Lord. When the Lord can protect your household and protect where you're going and protect you on the highways and byways, that's joy. Because when you are in the things of God, he is your battle, he is your protector, He is your provider. He's your strong tower. Do y'all not know that's joy? Everything that I'm naming right here, that is joy. When you're waking up in the morning, even though the alarm clock feel like it's waking you up, but sometimes you might wake up before the alarm clock. That's joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, you got to sometimes look to the hill which cometh your help, and your help coming from the Lord. See, you might feel like you can't see over the hill, but with once you get closer and closer, God will begin to start showing you the mysteries of who he is, because your eyes is on the prize. Your eyes is on the things of God. See, it might be a lot of noise going on around you, but sometimes, like I told the leader two weeks or 3 weeks ago, change the channel, change the noise, change the frequency, meaning you got to set your atmosphere into the things of God and count your blessings, count your joy, count your peace, count the love, count it all like you see. God didn't have to send Jesus Christ to die on the cross. See, the word of God talks about he paid the price. You are bought with a price. Everything that you are worried about, everything that the issues that you are facing, every circumstances you are facing, that is paid on the cross. So we can't sit here and allow the enemy or allow bills or allow power to get you bent out of shape, because you got God has a protector around you. Sometimes, oh hallelujah, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. You got to encourage yourself. You got to tell yourself things are going to get better. I don't see myself going through this for long. I don't see myself being down for long. I see myself coming up. I see myself going to new places. I see many doors are coming that's opening up. I don't see myself being broke. I don't see people leaving and coming out of my life. I'm going in blessed and I'm coming out blessed. I know that my God is a redeemer. I know he's a mind regulator. I know he's a heart fixer. I know he's a healer. I know he's a provider. I know he's my mother when my mother was motherless. I know he's my father when my father abandoned me. That's the joy when you are able to talk to God and feel his presence. Sometimes we got to ask the Lord to come in. You got to say, Lord, I allow you to welcome in my heart. I allow you to welcome in my house. That meaning you allow him to come in and cultivate you. You allow him to walk up and down each and every room. You allow him to sit down at the foot of your bed. You allow him to talk to you. See, sometimes he'll say, peace be still. But when he tell you to peace be still, he's telling your mind to be still. He's telling your emotions to be still. See, sometimes you got to just sit there and let him marinate you. Let him, like the apostle said, allow him to put you in the incubator. Allow him to have his way. You know the only time that people get joy? It's when a baby is being born, when they receive the money. But why you can't get joy when you're down on your dump? Why you can't get joy when you feel like doors are shutting? Why you can't get joy when you feel like you can't look yourself? Why you can't get joy when you encourage yourself? See, sometimes you got to get, you got, see, sometimes you got to allow God to put new clothes on you. Sometimes you got to allow him to have his way in your life. Come on now, y'all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, Romans chapter 14, verses 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It is simply saying, don't worry after praying about it. Just know when you send up a petition to the Lord, get off your knees like the apostle said and start declaring and decreeing into the atmosphere. And until you see change, stay in his presence. I'm going to say it again. Stay in his presence. Sometimes it might feel like he's not there, but he's there. He just wants you to go a little deeper. Huh? He wants you to go into a little deeper. Huh? You, the song that say, fill me up, God, till I overflow. I want to run over. See, sometimes your old oil got to come out of your cup and let God put new oil in you. See, sometimes you can't use the same weapons. Sometimes you can't use the same pro. You got to switch it up. up sometimes. Even in this crisis right here, God is telling us to switch it up. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage your neighbor when they are down and out. See, on my job, I encourage my young people. I encourage my brothers and sisters because I see myself in them. See, if you don't see yourself in somebody, you need to go and do a reality check. See, somebody told me, check yourself before you wreck yourself. See, sometimes I used to walk in because I was mad all the time. I was walking in a place of emptiness. I was empty. I had no joy. But as soon as I got in a place with God and I began to let God do what he's supposed to do in my life, I began to start viewing things in a different perspective. See, on my job is, Lord, come in thy dwelling place. That meaning on my job. That meaning in the bathroom. That meaning in the break room. So you can have your way so I can put a nugget and come out of the basket. See, it be people, you don't know what dealing with more issues and more problems. Our job as leaders, we don't supposed to judge them. Our job is to love them. Love and kindness, how I draw thee. See, sometimes you don't know if they down to their last dime. Come on, hallelujah, God. You don't know if they're down to their last. You don't know if they're dealing with something, suicide thoughts. But our job is to step in, let the Holy Ghost have his way. You speak the word of encouragement. You encourage them. You push them. Hallelujah. That is our job. When crises are taking place, Jesus was never rocked. He was never moved. He was never moved. Our job right now is supposed to encourage, uplift, push one another. We know that sometimes some people might want to throw in the towel because they can't look to the left or look to the right. They don't know if I can look forward. I don't know if I can trust and talk to this person. But sometimes we got to come in with a heart. See, God is a gentleman. He does not force anything on you. He takes his time. He takes his time. You see, the problem is we want to rush things. We want this to happen. We want that to happen. But if we don't pace ourselves, we will miss the lesson. We will miss the process. We will miss the train. We will miss the bus. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you got to stand still and be still and know that God is all God by himself. See, this thing, see, if you keep your minds off of, guess what? It'll wrap up quick. See, if you focus, like the apostle said, it's grace and mercy what keeps you. It's grace and mercy what helps you. It's grace and mercy what takes you to another place. Come on. Hallelujah. Where is your joy? Do you know that God has to sometimes break your heart to save your soul? Where is your joy? When you feel like you want to throw in the towel, where's your joy when people persecute you? Where's your joy when your body is wrecking with the pain? Where's your joy when certain doors shut in your face? Where's your joy when the bills are due? Where is your joy? I'm going to say it again. Where is your joy? Do you know joy is the direct result of having God's perspective on our daily lives? And the effect of loving our Lord enough to obey his commandment and trust his promise. Y'all ain't hear what I said? Trust his promise. Obey. Trust his promise. Listen to the commandments. Listen to the structure. Come on now. We have to remind God of his promise and word like he promised Moses. Don't allow people to dictate the difference and what God has shown you and told you. Oh, I don't think you heard what I said. Don't let nobody dictate. If God told you something, then you fall on it. If God told you to do this and do that, you're going to get blessed here. You're going to get there. Sometimes you can't share everything with everybody because they come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the enemy does. So when the enemy tries to steal your joy, that means you allow him to. You are open up your mouth. Every blessing is not meant to be told to everybody. Come on now. My apostle always talked about it. Don't share everything with everybody. Come on. See, when we was getting in the process of getting in the house, we couldn't share everything with everybody because we didn't want nobody to to speak on it. See, people could speak on your blessings and take your blessings. You'll be wondering why certain things are held up for you. See, the enemy don't need to catch your blessings. The enemy does not need to use your blessings to keep you to receive your residual. Ain't that what the apostle said? Residual blessings. See, your residual blessing, that means I want to be in the overflow. I want to receive the benefits. I want to receive the primary, the gold package, the platinum package. I want to be in the overflow in God. I don't want to sit here and be weeping and crying and suffering over my problems. I want to live in a blessed life. How many of y'all want to be in a blessed life? Come on now. Hey, hallelujah. The word of God says in John 16, verse 24, until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. It's saying whatever you ask in his name, you will receive it. I have a question. Do you pray for joy or ask for joy, or do you feel complete in whatever you ask of him to do? That's the question that you need to ask. Do you ask for joy? Because joy is given once you surrender yourself. Joy is there when you submit yourself to him. It's not hard. Salvation is free. All you got to do is open up your eyes, open up your heart to him. Submit yourself. Submit thyself to his will. Submit thy ways to his will. Once you submit yourself, things will begin to start lining up. Things will begin to open up. Doors will begin to open up that no man can shut, no woman, no man can shut. Windows of heaven will pour out to you. That's the joy of the Lord. Once you begin to start getting that word and read that word, allow the word to marinate your mind. Sometimes, let me tell you something, it's something about God when he begins to start breaking things down to you in a different way, in a different perspective. See, we hear the same thing, but God gives us a new direction, a new definition to certain things. So it's our job in his presence. Stay in it. I'm going to say it again. Stay in his presence. Don't get caught up in your emotions. You got to tell yourself, I am not going to be earthbound to my issues. I'm not going to be earthbound to the noise I see. I'm not going to be earthbound to my thoughts. See, sometimes you got to tell your self-conscious and your conscious mind to hush. See, sometimes you got to tell. See, sometimes you got to go in your house and say, peace, be still. You got to tell yourself, peace, be still. See, the problem, we sit in the room and we mope and we wonder and we worry, and that's when the enemy begins to start quickening, your spirit. He begins to start slithering. Sometimes when you are by yourself, that's the moment that you need to talk to God. See, sometimes when I'm by myself, I feel a quickening. That's when I get in the moment. I say, thank you, God. I thank you, God, that there's still food on the table. I thank you, God, that I got a little money in my pocket. I thank you, God, that I haven't lacked right in this crisis. I haven't lacked. Thank you, God, that we're still able to come to a house. Thank you, God. See, the problem with people, when you begin to feel like you're not in your own, God still open up a door. It might not be where you want. It might not be what you're looking for, but you have to be thankful. Stop being ungrateful. That's the thing. We get ungrateful when certain doors where we are in, it's not where we want to be. But I kind of tell you, if you're ungrateful into the small things that you're in, you're going to be ungrateful with the big blessings that you're getting. So I kind of tell you, stop being ungrateful. Be grateful. See, when you're grateful and have joy, you got peace. It's a meekness. It's a humbleness. See, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he might exalt you in due season, that he might uplift you. See, be in that place. Get in that place with him. Don't worry about what's going on around you. See, some of us, we worry too much what folk think. That's not joy. Joy is, I stick my chest up and I poke my chest up. I'm not boasting or think I'm better than nobody. I'm just saying I got joy. Our song that we sang in church is, I get joy when I think about what he done for me. I get joy when I think about how he set me free. I get joy. Come on now. Sometimes you got to, oh, Father God, I felt you right now. You got to tell yourself you get joy. I need joy. It's not about materialistic things. It's about knowing who your God is and how what he can do for you in your life. It's knowing the unknown. See, the word of God in 1 Corinthians, it talks about the mysteries. See, when you get the when you want to know the mysteries of God, sit. Don't say nothing. The apostle told us, see, we got to sit. Don't say nothing. Let the Lord minister to us. Don't get out of his presence until he release you. The problem is we get out of his presence. We get out of our prostate stand too early. Get in there, stay in there about a half an hour, maybe 30 minutes. Build your stamina. That's all it is. Building your stamina, building your repetition. See, you can sit up here and say a good prayer and quote scriptures, but the thing is, are you staying in his presence? Are you staying in his presence? Do you ride in your car talking to him? Do you turn your station on to the gospel station and let the songs minister to you? See, that's the joy of the Lord. Songs. He said, I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, make a joyful noise. If you got to scream and scream atop of your lungs and tell the Lord, I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I can't live without you. That's the joy of the Lord. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 21, verses 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask, pray, believe, he shall receive. Like my mama always said, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. Open your mouth right now. I'm going to say it again. Open your mouth right now. I hope this word penetrates your heart, penetrates your mind. I just thank God, the apostle, for allowing me to be in this place that this moved you. I just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I turn it over to the apostle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord.
I'm telling
thank
you.
Somebody,
thank
you
might as well just go ahead and praise God in your living room. You might as well praise
Jesus.
God in your living room, because I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Just go ahead and bless the Lord. I'm telling you, I give joy.
Think about what he's done for me. You don't know like I know
what he's done for me.
You don't know like I know
what he's done for me.
Might as well go ahead and praise God, because he didn't bring you this far to leave you. I'm telling you right now, if you take a look over your life and where you come from, you could go ahead and have a joy. This is an awesome way to wrap up the week. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, I feel somebody just want to give God a little praise break. I feel somebody just want to give God, my God, a little shout and a little glory. I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, you just need to go ahead and give God a praise regardless, because I even heard the songwriter say that Jesus is on the main line. You just need to tell him what you want. Amen. Do you give joy when you think about all that he done for you? You know you didn't deserve it. You know what, my God, he blessed you through it all, through it all. He blessed you and looked over certain things. Amen. He blessed you, didn't charge you for certain things, didn't put judgment on you for certain things. You know he did. I'm telling you right now, I just got to give him praise. Is there anybody, my God, out there just want to praise God with me in your living room? You don't need, my God, a five-piece or a four-piece band. You can give God a praise in your living room. You can give him a praise in your bathroom, in your bedroom. You might as well just go ahead and thank God for all he done did for you. Thank God for keeping your cover. Thank God that you're able to see another day. Give joy when I think about it. I tell you what, my God Almighty, I just got to give him glory. Amen. You just go ahead and praise him. My God, can I give joy when I think about all that he done did for me? I give joy. Amen. Amen. Listen, my God Almighty, do we have any callers tonight, my God, that desire for prayer? We're going to go ahead and open up the line in a few minutes. I want you to go ahead and press one. If that be one tonight, amen. If that be one, I want you to go ahead and press the line. Go ahead and press one. If that ain't, my God, I want you to go ahead and keep praising the Lord with me. Where you at, South Africa? Amen. We thank God. I give joy when I think about it. What about you, France? What about you, Italy? I give joy when I think about what he's done for me. Amen. Can you just give God a praise? I got to give him a praise. Amen. Because Jesus, he is all right. Have you tried Jesus? I have tried him and found out that he is all right. Amen. Amen. Listen, saints of God, I thank God for each and every one of you. It has been a blessing this week. It's just been a blessing. My hat goes off to every minister, every leader that came on, my God. Even our elder tonight, my God, he poured out his heart. He emptied out his spirit. And I love it because he didn't need a pulpit. He didn't need a mic. He didn't need a podium to give you what thus says God to him. You can feel that passion that he has for the Lord. Lord, it's a minister. It is an awesome thing. Saints of God, it's just been a blessing all week. And I'm telling you right now, we are not going to stop. Amen. I want you to tune back in with us this Sunday. Our Sunday service at 11 a.m. right back on this broadcast. We want to bless God with you. Amen. Starting next week on Monday evening at 8 p.m., we're going to start a series off about entering prayer. We're going to get up into prayer, and we're going to take it deep. You're going to understand it. I'm telling you, if I don't be a man of God, amen, if you tune in and be faithful and be focused and you dig in with it, if I don't be a man of God, my God Almighty, that your prayer life is going to go up to, I'm not going to say the next level, you're going to quantum leap. Leap into other levels. Amen. I'm telling you, you don't have to tune in no more. You can say that's a fake pastor, that's a fake leader, that's a fake prophet. That man don't know nothing what he's talking about. I'm telling you, if I be a man of God, I know it for a fact that God finna take your prayer life. Don't matter if you're a pastor, your preacher, whoever you are, it doesn't matter who you are. We're gonna take you into some things in the kingdom of God, and we're gonna shoot your prayer life into another place, my God Almighty, and you're gonna love it. I'm telling you, you're gonna bless your soul. So I want you to tune in with me Monday evening at 8 p.m. for the first foundation, for the first phase, amen. So we can lay this foundation, so we can begin to build. And by this time, my God, next week, you're going to have a prayer life out of this world. I know you are. Amen? Amen. And also, we're going to still be on at 7 a.m. with our very own evangelist, elect Nita. She's going to also be dealing with prayer in the morning as well. So we're going to have nothing but prayer, teaching about prayer, interceding about prayer, demonstration about prayer. It's going to be prayer, prayer, prayer. You're going to understand what is prayer, what you're doing in prayer, what type of prayer you are doing before next week is out. I'm telling you right now. Until then, my God, ADM family, I'm talking about the whole entire family. I know they listening. I know they telling you thank you, bye. They love you. I'm telling you what an awesome time we had all week. And I want to let you know we're going to see you Sunday. Come in and join in with us. Until then, I want to just tell you, God bless you. We love you. Thank you. And peace. My God, we are out. See you today.
Say you.